This is 7AD, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
You've been saying it for weeks, and it's all over the news this week or the last week about power prices rising, which they're about to. So more on that in a sec. But first, you want to talk about evacuated tube solar hot water and really how it works.
That's right. So in recent years, we've seen the popularity of evacuated tubes die off a bit, mainly because of the cost and competition with heat pump hot water units. And look, just cheaper. Also, the lower solar power feed-in tariffs, encouraging people to dump their excess energy into hot water cylinders, just like your standard electric ones, as opposed to selling it to the grid for a lower value. While there's nothing wrong with heat pump hot water units and using regular electric hot water cylinders as a cheap battery, and in fact, we do sell heat pump hot water systems and encourage timers to do just that, dump excess energy into hot water cylinders for our solar customers. But there is something elegant about the simplicity and the efficiency of how evacuated tubes work. It all starts at the sun, energy in a variety of forms, but it is the long wave infrared radiation that we're interested in today. Space is a cold place, and even though it has all this energy streaming through it, why do you think that energy reaches to us and is not just lost into space?
Explain.
Well, space is a vacuum. Yeah, so it's a total, absence of everything. Long wave radiation can pass straight through it.
Yeah,
and nothing is lost to it. The evacuated tubes also employ a vacuum. And that's where they get their name from, as there is an inner and an outer round shell of glass that has all the air evacuated out of it. Inside the inner tube, there is a thermal coating. The long wave radiation passes through both layers of glass and the vacuum in between, and then hits the thermal coating where the energy is converted from long wave to short wave energy. The short wave energy cannot pass through the vacuum. So the long wave can, turns into short wave, it cannot. You know, it's trapped. Inside the evacuated tube, there's a copper heat pipe running down the length of that tube. They absorb that trapped heat in the glass tube and direct it into the manifold, where it is transferred into the water and then pumped back down to your tank.
Right.
Yep. Now, this process is so efficient that over 92% of the energy captured by these tubes is directed into the water. Just to put it into raw numbers, like the best solar panels around are only 21% efficient.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so... But so it's super efficient at heating hot water. And as far as roof space goes, that's around, say, 30 tubes roughly covers around the same amount of space as three solar photovoltaic panels.
Right.
So three normal solar panels is roughly what we're talking about with evacuated tubes. But it does 3,000 watts of energy harvesting. Solar panels would probably be around 1,100 watts. So it's just 300% more efficient than solar panels at collecting energy. But that's heat energy, and that's all we can use it for. And that's heating hot water. And being round, it means they always have the same surface area pointing towards the sun.
Yep.
It's like passively tracking the sun.
Yep.
Yeah, whereas once again, our normal solar panel, that's flat. Now, if it's pointing north, 10 and 2 is when it's got its best performance.
Yep.
Now, we talk about the insulated tanks. Now, solar hot water tends to use bigger tanks. We need that thermal mass, a great big lump of thermal mass. We need to heat during the day, and we've got to have enough volume there to carry the household through the night until the sun comes back up the next day.
Mm.
There is also, you know, some method of additional boosting, such as an electric element or maybe a gas boiler, to make sure the house has plenty of hot water if the weather closes in and or you've used just lots of hot water.
Right.
So these tanks are always mounted at ground level, and they're usually outside, where all tanks should be. I have solar hot water units out in the field now in their 14th year, and they're still chugging away. If a tank fails, that's easy to replace. If a tube loses vacuum, they're easy to replace. They're $70 to replace a tube. The whole system is largely set and forget for decades, with perhaps an anode change every 5 years. I might say no one ever does. Basically, a big lump of zinc that sits in the middle of your tank, and that's designed to be eaten first.
Yep.
And then once that's eaten, the corrosion starts eating the tank. If you replace that anode, the tanks never really wear out, but no one changes it. DMS Energy, we sell the Neo Power range and have done since day one. Have a huge 15-year warranty on the rooftop manifold and tubes, plus 10-year warranty on tanks. Great bits of gear. We have our working display in our showroom. It's not even had its backup connected, so we run 365 days a year on sun energy only. And it just works with minimal moving parts. A guarantee of success.
All right, well, let's go back to... electricity prices.
Yes, it's on everyone's lips at the moment. So less than 4 weeks ago, Darren, to find out whether the state economic regulator will skin us or just take a little bit off the top in regards to the new power prices. Now, this is for Tassie. 10% is the expected minimum for us, while other states are expected to be closer to 30%. So that's our renewable energy helping keep things at bay, but remains to be seen. It might be 30%. Over the last few years, you would have seen a lot more energy retailers popping up into the space. All these small ones, Reamped. They buy power off the wholesale market and then they add their markup and sell it. And because they're smaller, lower operating costs, they can be a little bit cheaper. Competition. But unfortunately, they're closing their doors in their droves on the mainland, Darren, because they don't have the resources to absorb the losses from their standing offer. All energy retailers sign you up to a price for 12 months. So in layman's terms, what's happening here is, imagine if you was a baker and you signed up for people to $3 loaves of bread for 12 months.
Right.
Sounds fair?
Yep.
Then flour and yeast costs go through the roof and now it costs $10 just to make a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
But you've locked all your customers into $3 a loaf.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So they're just gone, well, we're out of here. We've got to shut the doors and...
Hasta la vista.
Yeah, that's it. So less energy retailers means less competition. So everything has just gone pear-shaped on every front, Darren. And 10 years of no national energy policy is finally bearing fruit. Nasty fruit that no one wants to eat, but we better get used to the taste of it because it's the only thing on the menu.
Well, unless you're using solar.
Well, that's right, unless you're using solar energy to supply your needs or energy-efficient products to reduce the amount of energy you have to buy.
All right. So have a look at the gear at Adrian's place, which is DMS Energy, 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. Or give you a call. What's the number there?
It is 1300 502 599.
And on the net?
All the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or just look for DMS Energy on Facebook. And if you've got any questions or queries you want answers on here, we're happy to take them on board and give them a whirl.
All right. Thanks a lot. Catch you next week.
Cheers, mate.